This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
Hi, Boomer and Geo, coming to you live from the Bill Ford Tough Studio on the Fan and CBS Sports Network.
Yeah, just checking in on X guys, and I see where that Jerry Recco is embroiled in a fight on X.
Embroiled?
Embroiled in a fight on X, yeah.
Wow.
It's kind of, I don't know why he gets himself embroiled into these things.
Yeah.
I mean, you know how he came in here and we were talking about the pitcher who got hit in the head, and we were talking about, all right, he wants guys to wear helmets or whatever. And I was just like, you know, we've been dealing with this for over 100 years. And so somebody basically told him to stick to just doing the sports update.
Wait, you're missing a critical detail when you say somebody.
Yeah.
It's an account called John Garlic.
Okay.
And the avatar for this account is a baked potato with a face and a party hat. So
Jerry responds back to this criticism, and I'm like, why does he get involved in like getting involved with like randos on X? Doesn't make any sense.
You know, I think Jerry had a wonderful trip with Rutgers. He got sleep. He was away from here for a while, and he didn't have to get up at 2 o'clock in the morning. He got in late last night, gets up at 2 o'clock, walks in here. You're all over him about the hat helmet thing for pitchers.
Well, not really. I mean, just having a little discussion. But he says, so this guy, Johnny Garlic, says, stick to the updates, Jerry, and stop with the BS about pitchers. And then Jerry sends back to him, lowlife loser. And then Johnny Garlic says, go to bed and try again tomorrow. I mean, like, I don't know why he gets involved in this crap. Oh, hi, Jerry.
Well, first of all, out of all of us, I think I get involved the least. Well, maybe G.
Yeah.
I don't really look at it. I just saw it, and it annoyed me because it's probably some, you know, steroid-using freak that thinks, oh, soft to put a helmet on. Meantime.
Well, why do you think it's a steroid-using freak?
Well, because there's no way that you can have the take that what I said is like a soft type of take about putting.
Unless you have steroids in your body?
Not batting helmets. I'm not saying that, but trying to protect a guy who's 60 feet away from a gigantic human being who might hit a ball back at him at 110 miles an hour.
Yeah.
And we've evolved in football. We went from leather helmets to
Hank
rear helmets.
Didn't hit the ball that hard.
We went from, I don't know that they were pitching that hard, and I don't know that
Bob Gibson
exit
and Tom
velocity.
Seaver weren't throwing that hard.
What's that?
Yeah, I guess Bob
not
Gibson
every pitcher
and Tom
was.
Seaver.
Come on, stop. You know that.
Nolan Ryan wasn't throwing that hard.
Yeah, there were some outliers, but they weren't throwing 100 miles an hour like almost every guy does now. You know that.
I mean,
we went from hockey.
Yeah.
I'm sure people were mocking Jacques Plante for putting a face mask on, you know. And look where we've gone with goalie masks and with goalie and hockey helmets.
You really think people went after Jacques Plante?
I do. Oh, I think he was labeled as Puss Boy by a lot of people.
You know what? There was a headline, Puss Boy Plant. I remember that. New York Post.
Think about meathead locker rooms. You're going to tell me that back in the day when this guy walked, he skated onto the ice with that white mask on his face so he didn't, like, lose his eyeball, that there weren't hockey meatheads out there that thought, look at this puss boy with a mask on. Of course they did.
Well, this guy, when you do go to his avatar and you look at it, and you look at his little bio here, oof.
It doesn't matter.
The second account got lifetime suspension on my first one. This is his second account. He's born and raised in New Jersey, so I figured he'd be like on your side.
Well, you're not on my side. So.
I'm always on your side. No, I got not. Your back.
I just like we.
I'm just like, why are you fighting with this guy? Right,
it's I'm not fighting with him. My reply. I muted it. We're move on. It's kind of like, and this was very true too. There were people that thought netting in hockey arenas and in baseball stadiums was stupid.
Yeah,
until
like
what happened?
Until somebody got killed,
right?
And we didn't. We didn't like it. You know, listen, we and they put netting up in baseball parks as well.
Correct.
That's to protect the fans, though.
Okay. But professional players and all these sports have done things to protect themselves going forward, and I don't know why, as this continues to happen, we wouldn't contemplate it. That's all.
I look at the football players, like in college football, they don't even wear football pants anymore. Their pants are cut above the knees, and nobody's wearing pads anymore.
Well, I got a good comparison. The first base coach and the third base coach wear helmets now, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if the odds of them getting a line drive to their head are greater or less than the pitcher, right?
I mean, well, what do you think?
Those guys are older as well.
Yeah. Okay, but yeah.
They don't have the reflexes.
But wait a second, hold on. It's impossible. I don't care how young you are to get out of the way when you've just thrown a ball.
Agreed.
And it comes back to you at 100 miles an hour. I mean, the guy who got hit in the head, he looked very athletic to me.
Yeah, very much.
Couldn't avoid it.
Did any of you guys here, I'm just wondering, did you guys pitch? You pitched, right?
I did pitch, yes.
You did. Did you pitch at all?
I did not.
Okay. I pitched. So, I don't know.
Did you hit by a line drive?
No, never did. I hit a guy in the head at bat, though.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, I hit five guys in a row in a playoff game. I'm not kidding.
You did?
And then got taken out. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I choked.
Five guys in a row?
He's told this story before.
Yeah,
very
yeah.
funny.
No, five guys in a row. Yeah, it was.
He told it to you. I've never heard this story.
You have.
It was absolutely horrible. Yeah, I mean, and it was the greatest season I had ever had. And I got the call to start the playoff game. And I got out there and I choked.
You
and
started the game with hitting five
guys in a row. Yeah, lost my release point.
Yeah, and it gets in your head.
Same thing with I couldn't throw the ball back to him when I was the catcher at the softball game.
Yeah, that was ridiculous.
I got the yips.
Yes, it happens.
Five guys in a row.
It does happen.
And the parents were screaming at me like I was doing it on purpose. And I was like, you think I want to do this?
Yeah, I'll never forget that day against the Hebrew home. I guess you were nervous because of who we were playing. But, you know,
that Pomerantz is intimidating, man.
Right, exactly. I actually walked closer to you to see if you could actually just flip it to me.
Yeah, I tried. I started going underneath. I couldn't
what
do
the
it.
F is?
Yeah, I'm like Steve Sachs, Mackie Sasser. It happens.
Yes.
Yeah, it happens.
And I had that experience hitting the wounded Warriors in their fake legs. I could not hit them.
It's
remember,
true.
Same thing.
Yeah, they have titanium legs.
Yeah,
and you hit the guy, and you're the one who ended up with PTSD. I'm like, Jesus.
I could not hit his leg,
and that was the end of your pitching.
It was.
God, I have some just absolute.
What's that?
Soft mental midgets here.
There it is.
Yeah. Well, I'll admit that I got the yips. I have to admit it. It was not good.
You had him on the golf course last year too, didn't you?
No, it wasn't the yips. That was just a case. I won't even say the word. That was a case of the S's.
The shanks.
See, you said it, not me.
Okay.
You said it.
Those are hard to get rid of, too.
Shankoponymous!
Yeah, that was, it was hard to get rid
of. Where the hell that go?
I had him for like a month, but that was not, honestly, that was more like mechanical than it was mental at that point. But yeah, the hitting the five guys in a row, that was 100% mental.
That sucks.
The playoff game, get out there, let's go. Neil Heaton was my coach, very much like you.
Yeah.
You know, can't let him down. And all of a sudden, you know, the ball's flying out of my hand.
Who were you pitching against? Do you remember the game?
Yeah, it was a team called Yuma, and they were from
Arizona?
No. I don't know what the Yuma stood for, but it was...
Oh, this is like a summer league game.
It
had to be a summer league game. You're not playing them in high school.
No, it wasn't in high school. No, it was not in high school. This was, I was in sixth grade, and it was a travel team.
You got to let it go.
And, I don't think I will. And they were from Mastic, like Shirley Mastic, the Yuma team.
When you get new teeth, you can let it go.
There's going to be a correlation there.
You will have newfound confidence.
I think that's a core memory that's just not going to go away.
All right, Jerry, just, Just don't. I don't want you to get distracted. That's all.
I'm not distracted.
All right. You're fighting with people on X. You fought with them.
It's
yes,
just,
you did.
It is so funny, though.
People are scum.
You see a response to a guy who's got a baked potato with a party hat on.
Exactly.
Like, and Jerry's going low life loser, and you just see his avatar. It's like this potato, like, ah.
And his first account was suspended.
It's just, it's like when it's an actual person there with a face and you see him fighting back and forth, it's like, okay, that looks real, but it's like, how did you, like, you see the baked potato with the party hat and a face. You're really going to respond to that one? All right, Billy in Greenwich. What's going on, Billy?
Hey, guys. Good morning.
Good morning.
I've been here for a while now. Hey, Jerry's got to get some reality going here. These guys get paid big money to play baseball, especially pitchers. You got guys out there playing softball with these souped-up bats, and they're maybe 45 feet away, and they're drilling the ball back up the middle. And they're wearing fully catcher's equipment now.
In softball. Yeah.
I've played down in Florida in some of these tournaments. And these guys aren't getting paid big money.
So you think that that a Major League Baseball pitcher, because he has a high salary, it's not as important to protect him from a line drive coming back up the box?
No, I don't think it's that he doesn't need to be protected. I think they're signing off on playing this game and getting paid that kind of money. That's part of the risk you take.
Yeah, I mean, and we've used that, and, you know, Billy, we've used that argument plenty of times in football. If they came up with a better option than what they have, like someone sent me the picture of the New York Met, that the thing that he used, like this thing. Remember this whole thing? It's like a...
Yeah, yes, that's what I'm saying.
It's just like...
Now, that looks ridiculous.
And it's out there. I mean,
you could use it if you want. Yes.
But... guys are choosing not to do that.
That's what I'm saying. Stevie in Pennsylvania. Stevie, what's happening?
Boomer, Gio, long time, first time. Love the show.
Nice.
Hey, so Jerry goes out on the left coast and he turns into a softie.
Yeah, he came back as a snowflake. What can I tell you?
Yeah, he got soft.
Yeah, I'm telling you, it's amazing.
What state do you think made him soft? Do you think it was Washington?
Oregon.
It was Oregon?
100%.
Oh, the whole
Oregon.
Left coast.
Yeah, all of it, yeah.
Yeah, but really more Oregon than anyone, yeah.
What do they call those things, the autonomous zones?
Yeah.
I heard he was in one of those, in a tent there for a couple of days.
Or a lean-to. Taking a crap in the back and just letting it sit there.
Oh, man. Yeah. Well, anyway, I mean, I do think... there can be a meeting in the middle of these two opinions.
Well, again, you just showed the alternative for pitchers to wear it. I mean, you're not going to make pitchers wear it because pitchers aren't going to wear it. Maybe one out of every 100 pitchers will wear it. That's about it.
Right. Yeah, now...
Do you understand what I'm saying about the college football players?
Of course. Yeah.
Have you seen their college football pants? They cut them off at the knees.
Even in another discussion, we've talked about that. They got no thigh pads. They got
nothing.
I used to bring up how we used to have to wear the girdle. Remember the girdle?
Yes, exactly.
We put our hip pads in there, our tailbone pad in there. Then you had the big old thigh pad.
Giant shoulder pads.
You see the picture of me playing in JV football that they put up there? My shoulder pads had their own zip code. Those things were huge.
Yes.
That's what we had.
Like Clay. Campbell doesn't even wear, I think he wears like little pads or wore little pads.
Remember Michael
shoulders.
Bennett too.
Michael Bennett was the worst. He was the worst.
He didn't have anything. But there are choices. I just think that there should be a better, more aesthetically pleasing choice for a pitcher because he doesn't want to look like that out on the mound while protecting himself.
I mean, there you are. Look at those shoulder pads. My God. They go from Kinect Quad to Patch Hog.
That was actually, you know what, that's not JV. That's actually eighth grade. That picture, because I was 64 in high school. But that's eighth grade. Look at that.
Could you see them wearing a batting helmet like Aaron Judge's batting helmet in front of us with the face guard on it?
No, with a face guard, be very tough, I think. You know, just like a John Olerud type of thing, like he had on playing first base.
If he wore a face guard like this, where your head, like when you come through, like as a lefty, I would come through, so the left side of my head would be...
I think it would take a lot of pitchers a long time to get used to that.
That's what I'm saying. Like they would have to wear from day one, and they would have to get used to it. And that thing's heavy.
Well, yes. When you're.
And by the way, they got to put that communication device in there now.
Yeah, I know. Yep. What's that thing called again? Was it the IED or something? P- Pitchcom. Oh, yeah.
Pitchcom. The IED.
I thought it was a IUD.
No, IUD.
That's a contraceptive.
Yeah, oh, okay. Something a woman uses. An IUD is something that explodes.
Oh, I'm way off.
This is Pitchcom.
The IFB is.
That's what I'm trying to say. IFB. Jesus. I chose the two wrong letters in the middle. I chose a bomb and a contraceptive device.
I mean, how could you get...
What?
You couldn't get two things further from each other.
It's a I, a letter, and a D. And I didn't get the F.
Okay.
I had an E, which is close to an F. The U, not close to the F. But I had heard both of those things at the same time in my head. It said, oh, yeah, the pitchers, they put the IUD in their ears.
Yeah, well, the pitchers don't put an IUD in their ears, that's for sure.
Not anymore, at least.
No.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, Feel Good Friday on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. A call popped up right before we went to break, and it made Boomer laugh so much that he almost didn't get through his live read.
I think aroused, as a matter of fact.
So this morning, if you're just joining us, there's been a debate between Boomer and Jerry about pitchers wearing helmets or a hard hat of some kind, because we saw yesterday a pitcher, I forget his name already, get hit in the head pretty violently by a comeback or line drive. And hey, if it hits his temple, it could be something very, very bad. Luckily, the pitcher is okay. It spurred on this discussion. Many listeners believe Jerry is soft now because of this.
Well, that's fine. Morons, honestly.
Boomer's saying we've been playing baseball for 100 years. A pitcher hasn't died yet.
I continue to say, though, in hockey, they didn't wear helmets either. But we have no problem with them all wearing helmets now.
And football, they've changed the helmet That's a million right. times. Now, exactly. I understand that it's a much more of a contact
and plus
sport.
Plus, they've made batters wear helmets also, now. Right. They've made batters wear helmets.
They also, and you know what
and
happened?
By the way, if you are a pitcher, and by the way, if you are a pitcher, they do make hats that you could wear to protect your head. But they're not wearing it. And I told you, they're not going to wear it.
And I'm not even saying it should be mandatory. What I'm saying is they should have an option.
They do have an option.
No. That looks as part of the uniform. That's all.
Yeah, and if there is anybody that would understand something like this injury, it would be you.
That's true.
Definitely.
Ron in Keensburg's been listening to all of this and wants to chime in. Good morning, Ron.
Good morning, guys. Perfect show. Perfect show. Jerry, you bring up a great point, and I understand everything you're saying. So why don't you set a precedent and be the first man out on the golf course with a halo helmet?
I might. You never know.
You?
The only problem with that
absolutely.
Is it would not have protected my eye, because I almost got my eye.
Ah!
Goal horn. Rangers just scored.
You needed this today after that loss last night, man.
Jerry, I swear to God, when you're not here, I mean, I love CeeLo. I love working with CeeLo because he busts his balls all the time.
Right.
Man, but when you come back after a week of being gone, I realize how much I miss you.
Well, that's very nice of you. Thank you.
I do miss you.
I appreciate it.
Because,
that.
You know, you always have something going on. It's good, and I just find it to be hilarious. That's all.
The first thing I said to Jerry. So I'm very happy to see you. No disrespect to anybody. It was great to have you back. You know, having the whole team together, the whole thing.
We played a bunch of your cuts while you were away.
Oh, good. I'm glad.
Yeah.
We did.
I don't want you to think like anything negative. I want you to feel the positivity.
Yeah, I'm good.
But I love that our callers would call.
Well, that is
helmet on the golf course.
Well, I'm just picturing Jerry like having it in the cart, so when he goes into the trees and he pulls it out, puts it on, age mask.
I will tell you that has scarred me forever.
I'm going to say either that, scarred all of us.
I know.
Hey, by the way, you could wear like a ski goggles, like when you're in a situation like that.
That was how close that is to my eye.
Yeah. And I saw his.
That would have been an epic death.
So. We played golf not too long after that, Jerry and I, and here I am in the trees. Jerry goes and behind the cart.
And begged you not to hit the ball.
And I did, and it came back and hit me in the shoulder.
Yep.
Yep. So I was that close to being that idiot, too. And Jerry's right there, like 2 weeks prior, with stitches in his head, and I'm just doing it.
I'm just like, move the ball, please.
Why am I doing it?
Because you're a man, that's why.
Right back into the shoulder.
You don't think about anything. You don't think you're going to hit that tree.
No, of course not.
Oh, God.
It's the classic, there's a window.
There's a window.
Something I've never, ever done before in my life.
There's no window. Man. Not for me. Maybe for like John Rahm, there was a window. But not for me.
Those guys a little bit better than us.
Okay, God. Jerry, what's happening?
We are brought to you by Town Fair Tire. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody.
And off the drop, and David went forward and nearly got a shot on. McCarr sends it around. Marner waiting. Connor McDavid scores! Connor McDavid for Canada!
And so this hour, that was Sportsnet Canada with the call. 3-2 the final. Connor McDavid the game winner as they take the Four Nations tournament finale. This was McDavid on the game-winning goal.
Just couldn't believe it, really. Just excited for our group, honestly. Everybody was so dug in. Starts months and months and months ago with management going out and picking the team and the coaching staff coming together and then obviously the players doing what we do.
It's amazing. The assist comes from Mitch Marner. Mitch Marner is Austin Matthews' teammate from the Maple Leafs. Austin Matthews kind of left his position and left Connor McDavid open. Mm. And that's why that play was able to be made. But what a great pass and vision by Mitch Marner to see that Connor McDavid was left wide open by his teammate from the Maple Leafs, Austin Matthews.
Yeah, it's not the guy you want to leave wide open.
No. But I got to say, Austin played his ass off, played hard. I mean, look, it was a great series. It was a great thing for hockey and certainly for the players who played in it.
Here was Sidney Crosby, thrilled for McDavid.
There was so much for his team, for the league. There's a lot of expectations. If anyone can relate to that, I think it's me. And I think that knowing what he puts into it, and see him get rewarded like that is huge. So, he's a big game player. He's proven that throughout his career. But I'm sure this one means a lot to him, and it meant a lot to us.
Jordan Binnington, 31 saves, a couple of remarkable saves in the overtime to keep the game even. Here was Mike Sullivan, the U.S. coach. Sucks to lose, but what an effort.
We couldn't be more proud of this American group, and I strongly believe that they inspired a lot of people. The next generation for sure, but I'm sure they inspired their peers also to want to be a part of something like this.
And so the end of a very successful tournament, Brady Tkachuk, Jake Sanderson, a goal apiece in the loss for the U.S., and Hellebuck had 24 saves, but Canada wins in overtime 3-2. All right, the NBA was back last night, Knicks and Bulls, they went to overtime, but to get there, the Knicks had to make a big defensive play, and it was made by your guy, Mikal Bridges.
Achua right there, they lob it into Vucevic, blocked by Bridges! From Bridges, and we're going to overtime. A sensational defensive play.
It sure was, and then they really kind of took it to them in the overtime. It was a little closer at the end, but they jumped out to a six-point lead, held on. That was Mike Breen on MSG. This was Bridges on the block as they win 113-111.
Just try to be aggressive and not try to foul him, not try to let him score. I think he helped me out by using his right hand, so just try not to lose.
Karl Anthony Towns, 32 points. Hey, look at this. It's really amazing, that block. 18 rebounds. Deuce McBride, 23 points. He had a few block shots. And Jalen Brunson, 22 points, 12 assists. Here was Tom Thibodeau. Took a little while to get going, but ultimately all good.
If you ask the players, the normal routine would be to play every other day.
and you get into a rhythm on that. And then when there's a break from that rhythm, and sometimes it's you get 2 days off or you get 3 days in a row, and it just throws you off. So I think everyone faces that same challenge.
And then he's talking about the All-Star break and the added time. In terms of this team, they're now 37-18. They've won 3 games in a row. I think it's 6 of 7, something like that. Here is Tibbs on the Cavs coming up next on the road in Cleveland.
Yeah, no, you know, obviously the record, you know, tells you how good they are. They're having a heck of a season. So we're going to have to go in and play 48 minutes of great basketball. So we understand what, you know, what we're going to have to do to go in there. So, but they're a terrific team.
Can you say playoff preview? Maybe a conference finals preview? Who knows?
Could be. You know, I feel like the regular season, like, do we even think when we get to the playoffs with these matchups about the regular season matchups? Do we think about them at all? Like, oh, they were this so-and-so against them in the regular season. I feel like it's a completely different game.
It is a
once
different,
they get to the playoffs.
I think, like, I don't know, Boston kind of owns them. You know what I mean? I think Boston's just too good of a team.
But remember last year, it was like, oh, you know, the Knicks match up better with the Celtics than they do with some of these other teams.
And
we said a bunch of that.
The Knicks had injuries.
Yeah, but
then when the injuries happen, then everything changes.
I don't know. There's a difference in the postseason, regular season, every sport. It's the most stark in the NBA.
Agreed.
So I don't want to go into the postseason thinking like, oh, because they didn't do this against the Cavs or the Thunder or whatever, that they can't beat them. It's just different.
But again, tonight will be, when you watch them tonight, see how helter-skelter they get. Because that's what happens when they're playing good teams.
And they're not going to be a full strength again.
Again, they're not, I know. But it tends to get a little bit helter-skelter when they're playing better teams, for whatever reason. And what I mean by helter-skelter, I just mean a few more turnovers here, some missed shots that they normally make, you know, that kind of thing. And it's just... And it has happened time and again against the good teams that they're playing against. They beat most of the teams that they're supposed to beat. That's why their record is the way it is. But
well, that'll be tonight. Cavaliers did beat the Nets last night, 110-97. Donovan Mitchell had 26. Lakers beat the Blazers, 110-102. LeBron James, 40 points, continues to dazzle. His head coach is J.J. Redick.
I believe I saw the other day he's a billionaire. And he's playing on the second night of a back-to-back at 40 after 22 years with every frickin' record and every accolade. And the kids will say that I'm glazing him. He's one of the greatest competitors.
Well, no, just J.J. Redick is...
Oh, is that what that means?
Yes.
Oh, no, that's not what that means. Glazing means like...
I thought just praising him.
Praising him. And,
no,
and,
but it's more so like the kids will say glazing if you're... obsessed with something maybe a little bit too much and you're putting something up on a pedestal. But
I think one of the reasons that J.J. Redick did this is because of what LeBron James did to the All-Star game. He basically said, I'm out an hour before the game and caused somebody an opportunity to play in the game if they wanted to.
For whatever that was.
Yeah, what the All-Star game. Yeah, right.
It wasn't really a game.
I don't know what that was. That was an abomination.
And we did talk about Victor Wembanyama last hour. He is going to miss the rest of the season with the blood clot in his right shoulder. The Spurs did beat the Suns last night, 120-109. Contract extension for Yankees manager Aaron Boone. We learned that yesterday afternoon. He said he was hopeful of getting it done, and it's now a done deal.
I mean, I've been optimistic now the last few weeks as they've started to talk and kind of felt like, you know, there was common ground there and that we were going to be able to get to a place.
And so he is now under contract, obviously, this year, but this is for 26 and 27 as well for the Yankee manager. Here was Brett Bates. So the Yankees, by the way, play the Rays today. Got to be weird. The Rays are going to play their home games at this stadium this year. And now it's, you know, it's still the Yankees.
C-Mac's still out there?
No.
Oh, he left. He said he was going to hang around till 8.
Oh, right. I saw him at 6:30. He might still be here. I thought he left. Why was he going to stay till 8?
Well, why was he going to hang around till 8?
He wanted to see Big Hurls.
He could still be here then. Maybe he's taking a nap somewhere. Why? I could
is
go find
getting,
out.
Is he? What's he need to see
Big Hurls
Well,
the reason
Hurls
why
about?
I say this is he was campaigning on the air, a bit Schwartzian, for the Yankees to take care of him at Steinbrenner Field when the Yankees go there for the first series because he's going to be down in Tampa at that time.
Oh, so he's looking for freebies.
And he goes, nobody has had Aaron Boone and Brian Cashman's back like me.
Oh,
that is true.
But that's wrong, man. You shouldn't be doing that. You shouldn't be using your microphone to gain access to something.
Yeah.
Because, you know, you're sitting here patting somebody on the back. What is that? You're a fan, and you're not really an objective observer of what you're seeing.
Exactly. You know? I mean, like when I go to that Islanders box, man, I'm never thinking about that. No, I just wanted to have some fun with them. But
when you invite yourself to Patino's golf course,
yeah, right, exactly. I do it too, but I just wanted this reminded me of him when you're talking about Steinbrenner Field, and I was like, I wonder if anybody had reached out to him.
Oh, that is Schwartz.
What does that mean exactly, be taken care of? Like better seats?
No, he wants freebies. He wants access.
Well, Fleeg suggested that he looked up the suites, and he saw that there were like 8 suites there. You know,
he wants a suite?
Well, Fleeg said suite, and then C-Mac was like, yeah, you know, that sounds good. That would be good.
Wow. So. Okay. Kelly, you smell that food?
Man.
Yeah, it smells really good.
What is this now? What is that food?
The Red Bulls sent their chef with some food to give you guys.
Chef? The Red Bulls got a chef?
They do.
They brought a chef here?
A chef is here.
Man, if I've said it once, I've said it 1,000 times. They know how to promote their
product. They do.
You know, and you would think that Schwartz would learn something from these guys.
Well, speaking of him and the great Sammy Steinlein, so Sammy reached out to Peter, say, hey, are you going to be there Friday? We're going to bring some food, hot food. I don't want to leave you out because you know how Peter gets when he's left out.
Right.
And Peter said, no, but I'll be there Saturday.
Sunday.
Or Sunday, yeah. So could you put some in some aluminum foil container and put it in the refrigerator for me?
And in case he denies this, I heard the whole thing, too. I actually thought that was told to us in confidence, but I guess not.
Oh, no, it's too good.
Oh, man. That is an old-timer. Does that take the cake? That might take the cake. That might be the one.
And it's Sunday night, I think, he works. I don't even know if it's Sunday.
Oh, come on. Come on.
He's sitting there.
He's laughing. Peter's holding a moldy bread. He's just stuffing it in his face from 3 days ago. I mean, this is a general manager of a professional sports team, for God's sakes. We got to clean up some of this stuff,
huh?
Can
you imagine?
Man, he's a mess.
Yeah. Meanwhile, I can't make it because I've got my own press conference today that I decided not to talk about on the Boomer and Geo show. Meanwhile, Sammy's here with like a real legitimate franchise in the Red Bulls with a chef cooking us food.
Yeah.
What are you doing, Ed Fla, huh? Now I'm begging for stuff. I'm begging Ed Fla for food.
Yeah. Well, it does smell very good, and I think the setup looks fantastic, too, by the way. Brett Beatty gets the Chevy Tahoe from Juan Soto for giving up the number. He says he kind of knew that was coming.
We signed him, and then I kind of figured a call was going to be coming at some point. And then Eduardo called me. While he was down in the DR, then he cleared it with me, and I was just like, yeah, for sure. Like, it's just a number. He can have it, whatever.
And so he got it, but he got the nice truck, nice SUV.
He won the lottery by having that number.
I would say so.
Yes.
Good old number 22. And then just one from Dave Roberts on what we've been talking about, obviously, this morning, just in terms of Bobby Miller getting hit in the head by the line drive.
It squared him up pretty good. It was kind of the front side of the head. And you can just see the distance that it traveled once it hit. So there was some deflection, but it hit him pretty flush.
I would say so. So into concussion protocol, and he said not sure when he will return to the mound. You've got the Yankees opening their spring slate today against the Rays. The Mets will open theirs tomorrow against the Astros. And Cowboys All-Pro offensive guard Zach Martin reportedly deciding to retire. And a highlight, Monmouth beat Hofstra on the road last night, 68-62. Huge shot late. I'll get you that from the, I think it's a student broadcaster next hour.
I love a student broadcast college basketball call. They always bring it.
They were into it.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. I didn't get a chance to check out the food in the break that the Red Bull chef brought, but I will in the next break.
Let me tell you something. I've never seen anything like it.
Really?
What they got out there right now in the 18 years that I've been here, we've had a lot of people bring food in.
Yeah, yeah.
But the amount of different types of food that they have out there.
Really?
Yeah, so it's from Sports Illustrated Stadium because the Red Bulls no longer call their stadium the Red Bull Stadium. They call it Sports Illustrated Stadium. They got the naming rights, and I guess they got that last year when they were in the finals against the LA Galaxy.
The cup final, yes, the LA Galaxy. Yep. Yeah. So very good. So, yes, it's Sports Illustrated Stadium where they have their home opener on Saturday, March 1st against Nashville. So the season starting soon. for the Red Bulls. They do an incredible job of promoting their product. We got new sweatshirts. I mean, their sweatshirts that they bring and the swag that they bring is awesome. It's in all of our rotations. You see Al wearing it a lot and Eddie wearing a lot, and I'll have one on from time to time, too. So great stuff. So what?
I guess they're averaging over 20,000 a game over there and 17 home games. And like you said, it opens on March 1st. So
what did you eat?
I had a chicken Caesar wrap.
Get at it. Are you really? That's the type of stuff? That's
well,
awesome.
Well, I mean, they have a chicken Caesar wrap. They have some sort of gourmet hot dog out there. They have a chicken sandwich out there.
Damn. Let's go.
They have like seven different items out there. And it's all set up perfectly because they have their head chef here too as well.
That is incredible. They really outdo themselves every single
time.
Remember,
the last time I saw food like this was the Italian, that Italian company that came in. And they brought all that. And remember, they left their boxes behind.
It was Chubb's Meats.
Chubb's Meats.
The butcher, Chubb's. That was the thing that they had, yeah.
Oh, okay.
And that was the Thanksgiving stuff. Like, they had the Thanksgiving bomb. Remember, that was like a fried ball with turkey and gravy and stuffing in it. It was delicious.
Yeah.
Yeah. The guys from Chubb's.
That's what this looks like. But this is an unbelievable setup out there.
Yeah. Well, I can't wait to go.
Al, you got to take a picture of this, man. Make sure you get it up on your social media channels.
You got it. I think Eddie was looking for corn dogs out there.
Oh, they got corn dogs?
No, they have some sort of a Spanish hot dog.
Spanish hot dog?
Something. It's got... I don't know exactly what it's on it, but it looks good.
Is it chorizo and not a hot dog?
No, it's a hot dog.
Okay. All right.
Did you eat it?
No, not yet.
Not yet. Okay.
Yeah, Eddie loves hot dogs all sorts of ways.
Good hot dog, man.
Yeah, someone actually, I know Eddie's not involved in social media, but he'll like this. Someone got a corn dog in your honor down at Disney. They said, I would have never done it, but you guys were talking about it, and this one's for Eddie, and sent a picture of the corn dog.
Positive review?
I believe so. Yeah, they didn't see.
It's a hot dog with maple bacon jam.
Oh my god! Oh god. I got to get out there.
Oh boy!
What am I doing? I got to get out there.
Well, we got a break coming up, so
yeah, not soon enough. Apparently,
yeah, but it's American maple syrup, by the way.
Oh, good. Oh, okay. Thank God. Yeah. Kick them right out of here. Jason in Mahwah, what's going on, Jason?
Hey, how are you? I just want to clarify. Did I hear right that Boomer is like the sugar daddy? He's going to buy you new teeth.
Yeah, I have
and
told
Jerry
him.
Jerry has STDs. What's going on?
Jerry does not have gonorrhea.
No, he does not.
And I'm feeling, and I want to make this very clear, I'm feeling very uncomfortable about you spending the money on this thing. I've said that from the get-go. And this all started because of Steve Cohen's teeth. And I said that, you know, if I had Steve Cohen's money, then I would get new teeth. And then you jumped in and offered this. I'm not looking to you for anything. I'm not asking for anything. And it's actually making me more uncomfortable.
Why can't a friend give a gift to another friend?
Well, but the way that the audience is perceiving this is making me angry now.
No, I want the audience to realize that, look, it's hard for me to give him a gift. And I like to give him a gift and to appreciate our friendship and our working together and our working partnership. And sometimes it has to do with golf because I know he loves that.
You do come up big in that for a lot of times, yeah, but during the summer. Prior to that,
I would have bought you a fishing pole or something. I got you a bike,
yes,
to get you riding your bike and losing some weight, yep, and stuff like, mm-hmm, that. So I try to look for things that I think are going to last and are going to help G.
Mm.
And I think that getting him a new set of choppers, I feel the same way. But this gift is like a gift that will always keep on giving and will always be with him. And he'll always have fond memories of me when I'm gone. That my man got me some teeth.
Yeah, I am afraid, though, that's going to change my voice.
No, it's not. I asked her. And she said no.
Like, I'm going to come on here the next day and be like, we're coming to you live from the Bill Ford Tough Studio.
No, it's not going to be like that at all.
You sure?
Yeah, I'm positive.
Like, it was like, I'm not going to sound like Hoffman all of a sudden?
You're not going to sound like Big Tongue Hoffman, no.
All right.
You're going to be fine, and you're going to look good, and you're going to feel confident about yourself.
Yeah, no, I'm confident. Just, with that, I'll be more confident.
Oh, you'll be like, you'll be impossible to deal with.
I'll be asking people to take pictures as opposed to the opposite. Like, I don't want to be in a picture. I'll be saying, let's do a selfie right now.
Come on now. Let's go.
Show these puppies
Step
off.
Step up. Yeah.
Show these puppies off.
Yeah, so now it's just a matter of time. You know, it doesn't take all that long, but you do have to go for at least, you know, three visits. And I know that Dr. Jacobs will take into account, because she has for me, our timing and everything. So okay. You'll be fine.
All right.
You're all right.
Very good. You know, someone brought this up on the overnight. A caller brought this up to C-Mac, and C-Mac says he's got a gap in his two front teeth, and he says he will never get it fixed because it's a part of his personality and who he is. And he was really upset when Aaron Judge got the gap fixed in his teeth, and that he was lauding Michael Strahan for not getting the gap fixed. And it was a whole big thing. Refused.
All right, you know, listen, I mean, who exactly is he?
C-Mac?
Yeah, exactly. Describe him to me.
He is he's a big Yankee fan who's a talk show host, who's a father. He's a local guy. He's got a good sense of humor. And he's like your classic tri-state area New York ball-busting sports fan.
And if he likes his teeth, good for him.
Yeah.
But for him to question anybody else's teeth, you know, that's
Aaron Judge, no less.
You know why? Because it's a personal
decision.
Decision. So Michael Strahan likes to have his split. Steve Cohen likes to have his split.
Well, it's not. These aren't split. That's a different story. They're all together.
Gapped.
No, they're not that either. They're just, you know, they look dead.
Okay.
That's his issue. That's all.
Maybe it's just a bad photo.
Mm. No.
All right. Well, anyway, to get back to it, if C-Mac wants to keep his gap, fine.
Yeah, he does.
Jam it up the A gap.
He also said that another reason why he doesn't lose weight is he feels like it's going to affect who he is, which is one of the great excuses I've ever heard. That him losing weight, it would change the inner essence of his being.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, so he considers himself like a jolly fat guy?
Yeah, and like if that changed, his whole personality would change.
Really?
That's what he said.
I don't see that.
Gap in the teeth and, you know.
I mean, I could say he's got a very large head.
Mm.
He could end up looking like Al Roker if he's not careful. I mean, like, you don't want him to, I don't want him to lose 100 pounds.
Yeah, there are certain people that like that Randy Jackson. Remember American Idol?
He lost the weight.
He looked much better. With
some people do look a lot better losing some weight, and some other people need to, because of their head size, need to keep some weight on.